school is back in session across the Archdiocese of Portland, and that's the case for students going back to school at Jesuit High School in Beaverton. But just as soon as they are back in school, well, administration is already looking to bring on board its next class of students. Joining us today to talk about how families, you can learn more about the education and heights your children can reach. Joining me today is Erin DeClotz. She is the Director of Admissions for Jesuit High School, along with Jason Pham. He is a senior, also going to talk about what he's been able to do in his years there at Jesuit. Erin, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, we're so excited to talk with you, Brenda, and all your listeners.
Well, like I said in the open, school just got back into session. How are things going these first few months there at Jesuit?
It's been great. The fall is always one of my favorite times of year. The excitement and enthusiasm is high. School spirit is at a real high point right now. Our student government has done a great job hyping up the student body for various events like homecoming. We just had that last weekend. We're at one of our all-time high enrollments, too. We're almost at 1,300 students, so we're the largest Catholic high school in the state of Oregon. So it's exciting to have so many great students here and lots of high spirit.
For parents who want to learn more about a Jesuit education for their children, they have an upcoming open house on October 12th. We'll talk more about that. Jason, I'd love to bring you into the conversation. You are a senior this year. You have had a strong Catholic education, beginning with your K through middle school education at St. Pius Catholic Church, and now you're a senior at Jesuit High School. Just share with our listeners a little bit about how important it's been for you to experience your Catholic faith and learn and grow there at Jesuit.
Yeah, that's a great question, Brenda. All my life, I've been growing up through Catholic. I grew up in a family of six. I have three sisters, all of them who, two of them have graduated from Jesuit and one that actually goes here right now. So it's just good to see her in the halls every now and then. And in terms of Catholic education, I think one thing that has been really apparent throughout my entire 4 years here at Jesuit is that they really stress the importance of not only inheriting the Catholic education, but also going out and acting upon that type of knowledge in the first place. For instance, they really emphasize service as well. We're required to do a service project during our junior and senior years. I spent 80 hours over at Camp Kiwanis, where I helped people with disabilities, and that type of action and being a man and woman for others, which Jesuit really emphasizes throughout the world, really was apparent in my service at Camp Kiwanis as well. And as well, it's just something that they build a lot of foundation for as well. I believe when I came into Jesuit, I had a lot of prior knowledge of what it means to be Catholic. For instance, I read the Bible almost every single night with my dad, and I just grew up with that type of background knowledge. But for people who don't really aren't that familiar with the Catholic education coming into Jesuit, the freshmen have this class called Faith Formation, where they don't just teach you the Bible stories, the mythology behind Catholicism, but just what it means to be Catholic as well. Like, before I didn't know the Pope had teachings or more of missions for the year. And it was just fascinating to see that type of Catholic perspective as well.
Along with this strong education, students are encouraged to join extracurricular activities, whether it be through academic clubs, social clubs, or all of the various sports. Jason, what were some of the extracurricular activities that you were able to involve yourself in that's really made this experience at Jesuit something that's well-rounded?
Well, as Mrs. DeClotz said earlier, I am very involved with student government. I joined my sophomore year, and it's just a group of leadership-driven individuals who like to actually make a change in the school. We like to really involve the student body and student concerns, and we represent those concerns. For instance, we had a pickleball tournament just to promote more school spirit, and we also host an annual talent show, and that always gets a lot of hype and viewers as well. Another activity I'm very involved in at Jesuit is Jesuit's mock trial program. It's basically an organization where you're given a case, and you have to argue it and develop case theory for it, having attorneys and witnesses on both sides of the plaintiff and defense as well. And I've just been really inspired and fascinated in the overall logistics of it. So it's been really interesting to see that as well.
If you are just tuning in, Aaron DeKlotz is the Director of Admissions for Jesuit High School. Also joining us, Jason Pham, a senior at the high school, talking to us about what a great education students are getting at Jesuit High School. Aaron, it's important for families that our Catholic faith, it really is woven into every part of our lives. And for students there at Jesuit, it is also a part of all of their education. As part of your duties there, you are also part of the campus ministry program there. How are ways that our Catholic faith is being lived, being taught, and just lived out in the life there at Jesuit?
It's our campus ministry and the faith-based part of our school is probably one of the best and my favorite parts of Jesuit High School. It's very popular. We have students here that are not Catholic. They are of other faiths. We have 14 other faith traditions represented here beyond we're majority Catholic, obviously. But our programming around campus ministry and service is really popular among more than 90%, I would say, well over 90% of our students engage in our weekly Mass. We have a Mass every Friday. It's actually optional, but very popular. I would say over 80% of our students choose on their own free will to come to Mass every Friday. It's very spirited Mass. The students love singing. They help lead all the different parts of the Mass. They do the ushering, the reading, the singing, the serving the altar, the Eucharistic ministry. So the fact that their peers are helping, that are so engaged in the Mass, it makes it just more, there's more engagement overall with the student body, especially when they see a friend of theirs doing a reading or singing one of the hymns. Another part of campus ministry that's really popular here is our retreat program. And I know Jason's been involved in that quite a bit too. But every single year, our students have the opportunity to go on retreat. We require one retreat, and every retreat after that is optional, but they're extremely popular. One of the highlight retreats is our Junior Encounter Retreat, and it's a three-day retreat where the students go down near the McKenzie River east of Eugene and in McKenzie Bridge, and it's a very spiritual weekend where they get closer to God. They do some praying. They work there in small groups. They bond with each other. And when those students come back, you can tell the Holy Spirit is in them even more than ever. We call that the day four when they come back from their encounter retreat on Monday. And it infuses a lot of joy and faith and love into our community every time a group comes back from their junior encounter retreat. One of the ways that I'm most involved in campus ministry is the faith support group program. We have faith support groups for girls and faith support groups for boys. They're called the Knights for the boys and the Setons for the girls, named after St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And we meet on Sunday nights in our chapel, and it's a prayer, share, care group. So we pray together, we share. It's like a lot of us who are in parishes probably have experience with groups like these where we pray together and share about each other's lives and how God is working in our lives. So that's for specifically my role at Jesuit, being Director of Admissions. On the side, I also run those groups on Sunday nights, and it's one of my favorite parts of my role here at Jesuit.
The way that Jesuit High School students are growing in faith is so important, and as you can hear in those retreats, that is such a strong part of what makes a great community there at Jesuit. Aaron and Jason, I want to know more about this, especially Jason, your experience in going to these retreats, but I am already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
I would love to.
And I am back. Joining me today is Erin DeClotte. She is the Director of Admission at Jesuit High School, along with duties in campus ministry. With her as well, we've had a great time learning about Jason Pham. He is a senior, and he has been a part of the Jesuit High School community for all 4 years of his education. Erin and Jason, thanks so much for staying with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Our pleasure.
Right at the end of our first discussion, Erin, you were telling us about the retreats. And Jason, that's been a really important part of your time there and really blessed to be able to grow in faith together. Tell me a little bit about the retreats and how you've experienced them.
Something that I really loved about Jesuit is that they don't make retreats just events. It's more of a tradition. Even as a freshman, I heard about, as you mentioned earlier, the junior encounter. And I saw every single time I mentioned it, the upperclassmen who I was talking to, they always just look at me dead in the eye and go, you have to go on your junior encounter. You have to go on your junior encounter. And at first I didn't understand it, but once I went on it, I saw the type of love and the type of community that it brought as well. And she would also talked about day four. It's when we come back into Jesuit the following Monday. And that day is just full of hugs all around. We just, every single time you see someone in the hallway, you just have to give them a hug. And I think that just speaks volumes about the community that Jesuit builds.
Our seniors do a pilgrimage, and we just had that in September where they, up in Toledo, Washington, they do a 12-mile hike together as a class, and they end up at the church there, at the Mission St. Francis there, and they camp out in tents and have a big bonfire, and they wash each other's feet. And so it's actually a highlight, I think, for many students of their 4 years.
That is just some of what education at Jesuit High School will offer students. You have an opportunity, family, to come and check all of it out. If you're just tuning in, joining me today is Erin DeClotte, Director of Admissions, and Jason Pham, Senior at Jesuit High School. So, Erin, for families who are listening, they're like, yes, this is what I am interested in for my student. You've got a great evening coming up. School just got back into session. You are already looking forward to next year's class because there is a process in order to get enrolled. Tell our listeners a little bit about how families can learn more about Jesuit High School in your upcoming open house.
Yes, thank you. So we are looking to enroll the class of 2030, if you can believe that. And so those are the eighth graders this year, the class of 2030. And actually, we're inviting all middle school students, actually fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade, to come to our open house event on Sunday, October 12th from 1 to 5. We have a pre-registration requirement, so you have to choose a time to come. So you can do that on our website at jesuitportland.org/admissions. That event will be a great way to really get the vibe of our community, to meet faculty, to meet coaches, to meet student ambassadors, to take a tour of our campus, to learn about our mission, to learn about our academics, and to learn about our culture. You'll see we have almost 100 student-run clubs on campus, and there will be a sampling of those clubs available at our open house, as well as all of our athletic programs, our arts programs, our service programs. We'll have the robotics team out with their robot. We're going to have student musicians playing music all over. You'll get to learn about our choir, our band, our theater program, our visual arts program, and all of our many. There's just a cornucopia of opportunities here at Jesuit, and open house is the one day when everyone, all hands on deck, everyone is out showing off what they can, what they provide for our students. And so I would recommend anyone listening who has any interest in Jesuit for their middle school student to come on out on October 12th.
Erin, from that point, then if parents go to that and kids go, yeah, I want to see what it's going to take for me to become a part of that class of 2030. After that open house, what's a little bit of the process afterwards and dates families need to remember?
Yeah, so one of the best ways to learn about a school for an eighth grader beyond open house would be a shadow visit. Now, a shadow visit is you get the inside look of what it's like to be a student at our school. You will be with one of our student ambassadors for 5 classes, and we will buy them lunch in our cafeteria. The students will go to all of their classes and bring their eighth grader with them. And then we also have little break periods during the day where they can maybe go to a club meeting or meet a coach or a program director that is of interest to them. Our students embrace shadow visitors. They love having eighth graders come. They get so excited. They beg me to pair them with an eighth grader. I think they just love showing off their school and helping to build the future of Jesuit High School through the class of 2030 and beyond.
Well, that is a great opportunity for so many families across the area. Again, that is open house coming up on October 12th. Well, Jason, as we kind of wrap up our interview, I'd like to check back in with you. Over the years that you have had this strong Catholic education and really focused time and leadership and student body and this mock trial team, how has Jesuit really set you up to look towards a great future?
I think it all goes back into the values that they emphasize, being a man and woman for others, through the service, through the campus ministry, through the retreats, through the sheer amount of opportunities that they give. I feel like I've really come out of Jesuit, a well-rounded individual across the board. They've taught me my leadership skills, how to connect with God, how to enjoy a cookie, for instance, our famous cookies that we have during lunch, also available at Open House as well. So if you want, for anyone listening, if you want to check that out as well.
Any thoughts beyond Jesuit High School where life is going to lead you?
I think beyond Jesuit High School, I'm thinking of going down to California for college, into a Jesuit-related institute, still going into that same type of Jesuit mindset as well. And I think I want to eventually discover a path in law, obviously inspired by my mock trial experience here at Jesuit.
To add on to that, Jason mentioned other Jesuit institutions, and I just wanted to make sure that your listeners know that we are part of a very large, probably it is the largest and oldest educational network in the history of the world. Jesuit schools began over 470 years ago and have spread across the world to several continents. Lots of Jesuit schools in India, in Europe, in South America, in Africa. We have a really strong network of schools, including colleges and universities beyond the high school level. You may, of course, have heard of some of them like Georgetown, Boston College, Santa Clara University, Gonzaga University, or any school with the name Loyola in it is probably a Jesuit university. So a lot of our students actually find what they get here in their Jesuit education at Jesuit High School so valuable that they do seek out to stay in a Jesuit school for their college experience. So that's a real common thing here in our culture at Jesuit.
Wow. Well, again, looking at the student where they are and helping them achieve great heights is what is going on at Jesuit High School. Jason and Aaron, I appreciate your time so much. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Blended. Have a very blessed year.
You too, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
Now, again, that open house is coming up on October 12th. You will find more information about that by going to their webpage. I will be sure to include that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.